God has called us to be a people of life. People who take life, plant life, infuse life. Be a people of the Spirit. Yes, there may be structure and all that around it, but God has called us to life. Everything we do with relating churches and leaders and isn't just to give a model to say this is how you do this, this is how you do that, but it's to help to bring the life and dynamic of the Spirit into people's lives so they become dependent on the Holy Spirit, like God is saying to us, for this next season of time, there's a dependency on me that you're going to need to have to navigate the course, to move into what I have for you as a people. But you have to rise and stand in a way you haven't stood before. You need to understand that prayer isn't just praying many words and in tongues in many ways. But standing up in the Spirit, standing there in the call, in the purpose, under that apostolic anointing, and then decreeing, declaring and releasing, prophesying in the way that I show you to and lead you to. I've not called you to pray because you should or you could or you have to. But I want to reveal the understanding that you stand in the Spirit with a place that I've ordained you to have. And in that place, that apostolic grace that is upon you as a people, you stand there, you determine, you release, you unlock things in the Spirit. It's time to step up and rise into that place, to stand individually as well as corporately. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just raise your hands right now. Raise your hands and just surrender to the Holy Spirit today. Give Him your mind and your emotions, your will, your body, your heart, your spirit, your whole being. Invite Him, Holy Spirit, come on. I don't just want to be quiet. I don't just want to be nice. I don't want to be normal. I don't want to just do the Christian thing. Holy Spirit, come afresh into my life. Come afresh and infuse me. Come afresh and take the reins of my life, Father. I submit my mind to the mind of Christ. I submit my emotions to the character and nature of the Holy Spirit. I submit my heart to your heart, Father. I submit my body to you. Let my body be a temple of the Holy Spirit that you work through, you pray through. I submit the whole of my life, my marriage, if you're married, your family, if you've got kids. Bring it under His Lordship right now. Holy Spirit, come afresh upon me. Come afresh into my life. I choose this morning to stand up in the Spirit. I choose to stand in that place you've called me to stand. To be that woman, that man you've called me to be. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just take a seat where you can just stay with your eyes closed and God wants to do things a bit differently this morning. The last few days, all the staff have been meeting. And in September, we always have 3 days, the beginning of the kind of yearly cycle that we have, this Kingdom of Faith, that where we just pray together, hear what God's saying, how we need to work, organize things, whatever, for the next year. But we asked different people, well, we asked everybody to pray and get something from God so that anybody at any time would be ready to bring something. They'd have to speak for about 15 minutes and really bring what God had revealed to them and showed them about what He's saying to us as a body of people at this time. And we must have had about 25 different people get up at different times and just share and what they felt God was saying. You know, there's only one Spirit and God was saying the same things but in many different ways. And on Thursday night, it started off with just a time really, not of loud big worship, but just getting before God. And then Pastor Colin brought a prophetic word in that kind of atmosphere, the authority of God in our lives and who we are. And then he just said, we need to respond and just pray out what our response is. And one by one, different people just began to cry out. God was really breaking people, and people just really praying from their heart, from the depth of their being. And for me at that moment, I was kneeling down and I didn't feel anything. I was just talking to the Lord and giving him myself, and I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel the same as what many people were praying out. I was like, God, what's wrong with me? People are crying out. It's like you're really encountering them. You're all over them, but I'm just here. I feel dry. I don't want to just manufacture anything. And then one of the guys at one point stood up and he began to pray out. And he was just crying out to Jesus about Jesus coming, about Jesus taking his rule and reign, about Jesus fulfilling his word and promises, and praying for all kinds of stuff about multitudes being saved and all kinds of stuff. It was like a cry asking the Holy Spirit just to come. And the more he prayed, the more of the Spirit, if you like, there was in what he was praying. And up to this point, I was listening and I was kind of saying yes and amen, but I didn't feel anything. Because feelings aren't key to whether you've met with God or not. But I was going, yeah, come on, Jesus. And like many others who were in that meeting, and as we talked about it afterwards, suddenly, as this guy was praying, I heard this wind. It was coming from we were meeting in the worship hall at Roffey Place, and I heard this sound of wind coming from behind the building across the car park from that direction. It was like and I was thinking, what is that? And it just came closer, and then the whole of the roof just began to creak, and it felt like the roof was going to be lifted off. And I didn't look up at that moment. I thought, man, if I look up, the place is probably full of fire. And I just heard this wind, and at that moment, what you say the presence of God is, it was like God just went from my head right down to the whole of my being, and suddenly I just had the fear of God. I was like just afraid of God at that moment. Just a real fear of God. And the noise of the wind kind of carried on, and everything went really still, and it was just one of those moments where it was just such a God. It was like God was in the room. And I just felt fear of the Lord all over me, and he began to talk to me. You know, sometimes when God speaks to you, you don't necessarily hear his voice, but you know it's like spirit to spirit. He began to show me some things about my own life. He began to speak to things personally, and then he began to talk to me about things to do with us as a people. And he began to talk to me about the call of my life, and he said, Clive, he said, I've called you to stand up in the Spirit. There's a certain place and position that I've called you to stand in. And as you stand in that place, you need to declare, you need to prophesy. There's things I want to unlock in the Spirit because of the place that I've called you to stand. Under that apostolic anointing and grace, there's authority that you've been given to bind and to loose, to permit and to not permit, to release. And it's like God showed me, speaking to me about prayer in my own life, but also for us as a body. It was like just a whole new understanding that you don't pray because you have to pray or should pray, you're supposed to pray or you need to pray. It was like God said to me, when you pray, or what prayer is for, prayer is to stand in the Spirit. to do with the call and the purpose. And you stand there in that call and that purpose, in that apostolic grace that you're part of. You stand there with authority. And in that place, you begin to permit, you begin to proclaim, decree, prophesy. And he began to show me what was in the spirit that at that moment when I stood in that place, it's like the whole of the spirit realm was aware of me standing there. The spirit of God as well as all the demonic activity. There was a recognition in the spirit realm of the call of God and the purpose of God on my life. It was like the spirit realm looked and said, that's the apostolic grace, that's the anointing, that's what that man is called to. What is he going to do? Because depending on what he says and how he responds, things will happen in the spirit. And then God began to say to me, it's the same for you as a corporate people. That there's a place that he's called us to stand in the spirit, to be in the spirit. And as we stand in that place, the whole of the spirit realm looks at us, knows the call upon kingdom faith, upon us as a people. And the whole of the spirit realm is like, is there, what are they going to decree? What are they going to declare? What are they going to permit? What are they not going to permit? What are they going to release? What are they not going to release? And as I watched this thing, as I watched myself standing there, as I saw us as a body of people there in the spirit, you know, it's like John in Revelation, it suddenly he was in the spirit. Well, it kind of felt like that. And as we, or firstly, as I, when God was speaking to me personally, as I responded to what I heard God say in that vision, and I said what he told me to say, decreed what he told me to decree, declared what he told me to declare, things moved all over the place in the spirit. It was like the Holy Spirit unlocked things just to move and to happen. As we stood there as a corporate body and we in unity declared and decreed things, all kinds of things started to be cut loose in the spirit. And it was like God was saying, look at the authority that you have. Look at the place I've called you to stand in the spirit. It was so encouraging because God had been saying, like he said to Mary, you are highly favored because I am with you. You have found favor in the eyes of God. There's another verse that God spoke to Mary in that situation where it says, the power of the Most High has overshadowed you. And God had been encouraging us during the week, you who are highly favored, kingdom faith, you are highly favored. He was saying, you have found favor with God. For I am with you, and the power of the Most High has overshadowed you. See, when God gives a call and when God gives a purpose, the favor of God is then on us to walk into the purposes of God. And as we walk into the purpose of God with the favor of God, then the Holy Spirit works and begins to move in those situations to unlock the purpose of God in relation to the favor that we have for the call and the purpose. And because he'd been encouraging us and saying, hey, you're highly favored, for I am with you. The power of the Most High is overshadowing you. As I stood there in the spirit, there was a confidence in him, knowing that his favor was all over me, his favor was all over us together as a body. And then we stood in the favor of God because of the call of God. And he said, you're called to unlock things in the spirit. That is what prayer does. And he said, it's not your many words that will change things in the spirit. It's what you hear me say and then what you declare and decree or how you respond to that in the way that I show you. And as I was there standing in that place, I just saw myself. I wasn't just standing with my hands down by my side, but there was like, it was like I was standing upright with, like, not just to attention, but standing there, there was like a strength and a boldness. There was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I've been called to do. This is how I've been called to stand. It's like God showed me that for every one of us in the church, no matter where we're called to work and to be in life, that's the place that He's called us to stand up in the Spirit. That there's a personal aspect where the world that we're called to, if you like, the place that He has called us to, we stand up in that place and we decree and declare and permit or whatever things in that whole arena. And then corporately, we stand up in a way that we declare and release things in that respect. And as I was there, He said, that's why I'm talking about yielding yourself to me, letting me control your life. Because it's not your many words that are important, it's how I want to pray through you that's important. You see, we're temples of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit wants to pray through us, pray the purposes of God through who we are. It's funny, isn't it? I don't know about you, but often the Holy Spirit doesn't say, I want you to pray about this. The Holy Spirit often says, I want to pray about this. And God began to speak to me about a spirit of prayer upon us as a church. Not just having more prayer meetings or trying to contrive something, but a genuine spirit of prayer where we literally, it's easier to pray than not to pray. Where people just want to get here before the meetings early Sunday morning to pray, to cry out to God, just to hear what He's saying, to decree and to release things. That the prayer room over at Rafi was just so inundated with people because the spirit of prayer was there. People had to come and pray because the Holy Spirit was saying, get in there, begin to pray. This is what I want to pray through you. There's an apostolic call and grace. There's things you've got to permit and not permit in the Spirit. There's things that need unlocking in the Spirit. And I've called you as a people to respond to me, to be available to me, so that things can be unlocked and released in a dimension that you've never seen before. But you need to yield and surrender so that when I begin to speak and I draw you into that place, you're ready, you're willing, you're available at whatever time of the day or night that might be. And you know, the things of the natural so often aren't like the things of the Spirit. That as we surrender our bodies, as we surrender ourselves and we say, Holy Spirit, be Lord, have control. I want to depend on you, whatever context it is. But in the area of prayer, if we really are yielded to the Holy Spirit, it's like the Holy Spirit wants to pray through us. And sometimes the way in which the Holy Spirit wants to pray might be a bit different than we sometimes allow the Holy Spirit to pray through us. We don't want to dictate to the Holy Spirit how we want to pray, but He wants to lead us in the way that He wants to pray through us. And sometimes the purposes of God are unlocked in a way that maybe are outside of the way we would like to pray or do something, but we want to yield to the Holy Spirit so that He can pray through us in the way that will accomplish the purposes of God through us. There's times when the Holy Spirit wants to express with groans that words cannot express, because there's a way in which He wants to pray that will unlock that life or that situation. And that's where we need to yield and say, well, Holy Spirit, I don't want to dictate to you because I don't like that kind of prayer. I submit my body. I'm a temple of yours. You want to pray through me, so I surrender. So that if you want to just pray in a certain way through me, then I'm available. I'm willing. You know, Elijah, he prayed that there wouldn't be any rain for 3.5 years, and the sky was cloudless for 3.5 years. Then he prayed and he 3.5 years later, and things were unlocked and it began to rain. He says in James 5 that he was a man just like us. Yet he declared something, stopped raining. 3.5 years later, declared something and it began to rain. Joshua, when they were fighting a whole bunch of nations that came against them, he stood there and he told the sun to stand still. And the sun stood still for 24 hours while the Israelites overcame all their enemies and chased them and dealt with every one of them. The sun stood still. And there's a man who just stood there and decreed and declared, told the sun to halt in the sky. I mean, that's impossible without the universe falling apart, or our galaxy if the sun stands still. You see, that young guy there stood up in the spirit, in the place that God had called him to. And at that moment, declared something that God obviously wanted to do, that then enabled them to rout their enemies and get the victory. It's like there's things that God has called us to declare and decree and to stand up in the spirit that will rout the enemy in a way that if we just pray the way we might normally pray, doesn't happen. And God wants to come upon every one of us in a way that is right and relevant for each one of us. I mean, God came upon me. It was like electric shocks were going through my body. I'm not after experiences and all that kind of stuff. It was just a God moment. But God wants to have God moments with every one of us. Not that we're looking for the same thing to happen, but other people were having great times with God. And I was there as dry as a bone. Saying, well, God, I'm not feeling anything. But I'm still going for your purposes. I didn't have anything within me to cry. I don't try and manufacture things and try and just cry out to make something happen. It's like, well, God, you got to work in me by your spirit. I'm yield to you. I choose to surrender everything. And then for me, it was that moment when the wind came and the roof felt like it was going to be lifted off. Boom. It suddenly, God came up. The fear of God was out. And I just felt like electric shocks going through my body. And God said, it's time to stand up, Clive, in your place in the spirit. It's time to rise. That's where you live. That's where you are. Don't just see yourself as a guy who does this, that, and the other, and you know, and sometimes you're really in the spirit. He said, that's who I've called you to be. That's where you are. The spirit realm sees you there all the time. And the Lord said to me, sometimes you're active and sometimes you're passive. But I've called you to be active in the spirit all of the time. And it was just such an encouragement, obviously for me, but also God wants to come upon us in a fresh way as a people, that we rise and stand in the spirit in that place that he's called us to. And in the same way that Joshua decreed or declared something that was impossible for man, God is calling us to stand in the spirit and to declare, decree things that he tells us that for man are impossible. But because of the call and the purpose of God, things get released, things happen. God has called us to be a revival people. Whether you like that phrase or not, I don't really care. God has not called us to copy anybody else or take on things other people are doing. He said, I've called you to be who I'm making you to be. There are certain things you've got to stick to that are a mandate upon you as a body of people, that are to carve things out, to open things up in the spirit. There's things I've called other people to do, but you do the things I've called you to do. See, when we go out and we work with other churches and related leaders and all this kind of stuff, we don't go out to say, well, we do this, so you've got to do it in the same way. In terms of a style or a structure, what we go out, we want to take life out there. We want to help people come alive in the Spirit, begin to grow in the things of God in the Spirit. We want them to, if you like, have that same kind of revival dynamic. Now, sometimes they're, well, what is that? We want people to rise to stand in the place that God has called them, not just to copy somebody else or something else. So we want to pursue that uniqueness that God has called us to pursue. And God challenged me personally about the way I pray, what I expect. And when you look through different people in the Bible, Daniel, he prayed 3 times a day, morning, noon, and in the evening. Got into trouble for it, got thrown in the lion's den. But he prayed 3 times a day. And for that guy, you know, it talked about the favor of God being upon him. But where was the favor of God on him? What for? The favor of God was on him in a very anti-God culture and society. The favor of God opened up things where he ended up governing the nation because of the favor. That was the call upon him in that secular environment. God raised him up to govern. And then what turned during one of the kings into a nation that followed God? Joseph, the favor of God was on him. That even when he was in jail, everything was handed over him to oversee because of the favor of God. God restored him. He began to interpret dreams and then he was put in a place of influence. Why? Because of the favor of God. And the favor of God and standing up in that place in the Spirit isn't just for a spiritual dimension. There's people in this church that God has called to influence in different ways in the business world and in different arenas. And God is saying, I've called you to stand up in that place in the Spirit. Not just to hope for stuff, not just to long for stuff, but to stand in the Spirit, that place that I've called you with that apostolic grace on you because you're part of an apostolic people. And to stand there in that place I've called you to decree, to release, to determine things. Whatever world God has called you to stand in that respect. To rule and reign in that place. To believe as a believer, as a son, a child of God, that he's called you to stand with that stature, with humility, but with a boldness that unlocks things in the Spirit. I believe God wants to release, really give us a spirit of prayer during this autumn time. Because if we're honest, we know how to pray and we can pray in different ways, but there isn't a spirit of prayer in operation in the life of the church. There's a few individuals that really have a spirit of prayer unlocked in their life, but God is saying, it's time now. You know, when God speaks, he graces things to happen. But I believe God doesn't just want to drop something on us. I believe he wants to work a spirit of prayer in us as a people that we need to give space for God to develop that, grow that. Having loads of prayer meetings doesn't do it. Just calling lots of prayer meetings and people turn up, because God doesn't want us just to have prayer meetings. He's showing us prayer is about unlocking things in the Spirit. And to unlock any particular area, you need to stand there in the Spirit. Follow how I lead you by my Spirit. So that at any given moment, what I want to do takes place. Whether you declare, whether you intercede, whether you groan or whether you cry out, whether you just say 3 words or whether you pray in the Spirit for 3 hours. There's a grace to rise and step up to the call. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Many thousands of people are hearing the gospel because of our witness as we go about our daily lives. And it's time we saw many of those begin to come right through into the kingdom. It's time that we began to see some things unlocked in unbelievers' lives, that they come right through. Because God has a call and a purpose on their life to be part of this body, to be part of that apostolic grace that we so graciously have. For some, you feel like you've been praying things and, well, I'm hitting a brick wall. But God today is saying, it's time to stand, to see the place you have in the Spirit with fresh eyes. And instead of praying out of a desperation or praying out of me wanting to do something, you stand there and you hear the commands, you hear the things, and then you're like, right, in the name of Jesus, speak into this situation right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare right now into this life, whatever God shows you, however he leads you to pray. You're not motivated by a fear of nothing happening and I should pray, but you're motivated understanding who you are in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand up. Let's stand together. Just raise your hands in the air high. Reach up, as it were, into the Spirit, if we can use that kind of language. Just reach up. It's like you're taking hold afresh of the Holy Spirit and you're pulling down afresh. Father, I thank you for that mantle, that fresh mantle of apostolic grace upon my life individually, upon us as a corporate body. I take hold of that apostolic grace and I just pull it down right now, fresh over my life. If you're married, over your marriage. If you have a family, around your family, just take your finger, as it were. So I just place a bloodline right now around my life, around my marriage, around my family. I place a bloodline right now and I stop anything that wants to come across that line. You're not permitted to cross that line. Anything that would want to steal, kill and destroy, rob from me in any way, you cannot come across that bloodline. There's a wall of protection around my life, around my marriage, my family, my household. It's like you're placing a space around you. Nothing can come across this line. No oppression, no sickness, no demonic activity can come across that line. Just put your hands right in the air again. Holy Spirit, I thank you that when we ask you to do things, you don't just give us a bit of who you are. It's not like you dissect yourself and a bit of you is a spirit of prayer and a bit of you is a spirit of power and a bit of you is holy and a bit of you is this, and you give us a bit of yourself. Whenever you come upon us afresh, you come fully with yourself, who you are. Father, I thank you for that release, that fresh unlocking a spirit of prayer in our lives. A fresh understanding that as we physically stand now, it's like we stand in a fresh, with our chest out in a fresh way, boldly, confidently, standing in that place you've called us to as an apostolic people. As a people with that revival spirit, that revival dynamic. That place in the spirit where you've called us in different ways, in the praise and the worship and through the prayer and the declaration of the truth to unlock and open things up in the spirit over our nation. Father, it's beyond natural understanding. And that's why you've called us as a people of faith to dare to believe the call and the grace that is upon us, to rise into the purpose that you have. Placed upon our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are highly favored. You are highly favored. Because the Lord is with you. You have found favor in His eyes. You have found favor with Him. The power of the Most High overshadows you. Today, right now, tomorrow, the next day, you are highly favored. You stand in the Spirit. With a confidence and a boldness, because that's your place. There's people in this place that need to be healed today. Terminal sicknesses dealt with, broken facts that have been spoken over your life, but that things that don't match up with the truth. Facts say your body is this and your condition is that, but the truth says by my stripes you are healed. Truth says by I am the Lord your healer. Truth says I died 2,000 years ago on the cross, and I took every sickness with me and conquered it, overcame it, so that you could be healed. Every cancer, die right now in Jesus' name. Every diagnosis of terminal sickness, we reverse that diagnosis right now. We speak to those bodies that have been diagnosed in that way. We break off right now that condition that has been diagnosed, and we speak life and health into your body in Jesus' name. Bodily organs and functions that are not happening in the right way, be healed and restored now in Jesus' name. Limbs, be limbered up right now. Joints, become supple and oiled right now. Skin disorders, be healed in Jesus' name. We stand in the Spirit as a people of health, a people of wholeness. We don't stand there as a people who are injured and are malfunctioning, malnormal. We stand there as healthy, whole, healed people. We declare that over our lives, into our lives. We're not subjects of sickness, but we rule and reign over it. If you need healing today, get your hands in the air. Just take it right now. Say, thank you, Jesus. You are my healer. You're my health. Thank you for coming and touching my body right now. I take my healing. I receive it from you right now. Somebody's ankle's getting healed right now. The stiffness, the pain, You're being healed right now. Somebody's muscles in their legs, you pulled a muscle, God's just hitting you right now. Stomach disorder, God's healing you right now. Lung infection, God is healing you right now. We thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you that we are a people of health and wholeness. And we just come against every resistance in these people's lives on these cards. We rebuke every condition, every ailment, every restriction, every lack right now. Be gone in Jesus' name. And we release the fullness of God into every life now. The answer, the solution, in Jesus' name. Now, some of you have probably got situations going on in your life in some way, whether it's your own personal life or your marriage or your family, that don't line up with the purposes of God. They don't look like what God has said. And God doesn't want you to be praying out of a place of desperation. God has called each one of us to stand in that place in the Spirit, in a place of authority. Because as you stand with that confidence and boldness, knowing the favor of God is upon you, knowing the authority that you have, that where you stand in the Spirit, you're supposed to be there. And whatever is going on around your life recognizes that you're now standing in a place where you're not taking any nonsense and anything else except what God wants in your life or the situation. And it's like you just need to look it in the eye and not in your own strength or desperation, but in the Spirit. In that place of authority, you look it in the eye, in the name of Jesus, I break that stronghold. I break that condition. I break that resistance. In the name of Jesus, I tear down right now every demonic activity, or I tear down every oppression. I tear down every false spirit, whatever it is. You need to stand. You need to declare. You need to come against it. Ask the Holy Spirit. Okay, Holy Spirit, I'm standing right now. What is it that I pray? Don't pray many words. Don't shun die in the Spirit of this moment. You stand there in the Spirit and you look it in the eye. Whether it's lack, whatever it is, Holy Spirit, what am I decreeing? What am I declaring? What am I saying? How do you want to pray through me right now to change, to unlock your purpose in this situation? Are you ready? Stand up if you're sitting down. Let's stand together. Stand now. Now you need to stand like you're telling this thing where to go. That you're not having it any longer. It's a standing in your spirit. It's not just how passionately you say it. It's coming from your spirit with authority. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a rip-roaring shout or anything. But you stand there and you say, in the name of Jesus, be removed right now, or whatever the Holy Spirit shows you. He might give you 3 words, 5 words. Let's go. Come on. Now you take authority right now. You declare, you decree, whatever it is God has shown you. Rise up right now. Stand there in the Spirit and you release right now what God said to release. Command what every soldier to command. Take authority over what every soldier to take authority over. See it torn down right now. See the back of it broken right now. See the hold of it broken right now. See the resistance, the power of that broken right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when I was sitting there on Thursday night. These electric shocks were going through my body. It was like I wasn't really aware of anything that was going on around me. But I can remember at one of the points, I was just repenting. It wasn't like a, oh no, thing. It was like, God, forgive me for just my lack of prayer. Forgive me for not standing in that place you called me to. Father, forgive me just for letting things run and just different things that were just coming to my mind so quickly. And I was like, God, forgive me for that. Forgive me for that. Forgive me. I'm sorry, Father. I repent of that. I turn away from that. So, God, I choose to stand in the Spirit. I choose to pick up what you're saying to me. God's said specific things for me personally I need to do in terms of response, in terms of prayer, that I said, okay, God, that's what you're saying to me. That's what I'm going to do every day in terms of my response to you. To stand in the Spirit, to take that place of response. He said to me, Clive, stop doing everything that you don't need to do. Anything that you do that somebody else can do, get them to do it. But you've got to stand up in that place so that you have more time to give yourself to the things that make a difference in the Spirit, because that'll affect the way everything else is in the life of the church. I mean, I pray. Of course I pray. Be a flipping idiot not to. To think God's going to do stuff. You know, I give myself in prayer, but it's like, God, just show me, look, if you pray like this and understand the position you have, look at what's going to happen. He showed me just when I spoke in the Spirit, it was like the things that were happening. I was like, whoa. But God was saying, that's what it's like as a church when you stand in the Spirit. The enemy has to flee. He has absolutely no chance when you stand as a body in your apostolic grace, apostolic position, that place in the Spirit. It was like, come on, Jesus. I sat there and I thought, man, I want to pray. I want to go and pray. I want to be in the prayer room. I want to get with God. Because suddenly it was the realization that when I pray, things happen, things change. So instead of like, oh man, I need to pray about this, pray about that. It's like, God, tell me, what do I pray? What do I say? What do I do? Come on. And that's part of a spirit of prayer coming, because suddenly it's like, God, you've revealed what happens when I pray, when we pray. So come on, call us to pray more. Show us. What do you want us to do? What does it mean? We'll pray it. We'll do it. We'll say it. Whatever. Because suddenly the revelation is prayer unlocks everything. Father, I just thank you for that revelation for every one of us, every person in Kingdom Faith, every one of us, that realization of what you're saying. Father, I thank you that prayer is going to take a whole new meaning for us as a body from now onwards. That it's not coming to prayer meetings or coming to try and pray, but we're coming together to agree to unlock things in the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank him that you're highly favored today. I don't know whether it's not today. It's nothing to do with whether you feel anything or not. I hadn't felt anything till Thursday night. It'd been an awesome week. God had been saying all kinds of things to us in those couple of days. And the highly favored thing, I was like, come on. Anyway, just because it was like, you're highly favored, Clive. But then when he hit me on Thursday night, suddenly it was like, right, it's time to stop faffing around, Clive. Get a move on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every Sunday, 9 o'clock for 20 minutes. Anybody can come in here. We're not having a prayer meeting. But we're going to be decreeing some stuff, declaring some stuff, responding in the way that the Holy Spirit wants us to. And that will finish at 20 past to give some time before people come in to the meeting. And it's not about how many people come or anything. It's even if there's three or four here, if people come saying, right, I'm here to stand in the Spirit in that place that God has called us to declare, decree, to unlock things in the Spirit. That's what we're doing. We're not coming here just to have a prayer meeting because, you know, we've had enough of those. The VIP, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, in 10 days' time. I don't mind how many people are there. I'd rather just have the people there that understand that we're here to unlock things in the Spirit. It's not all quick. You need to be there. It's a church prayer meeting. But it's like, Father, you've called us to stand and to unlock things in the Spirit. It's going to be an awesome time. The prayer room over at, in the gatehouse, in the little house building over at Roffey Place, that it's available 24 hours a day. You can phone up reception. You can book in. They'll give you the code. You tap it in and the door and in you go. And you can, it's like, God is saying, give me space. You know, sometimes we pray something and then wait for the Holy Spirit to come and do it. I think sometimes we pray stuff and God said, okay, give me some space then. Make some more time so I can come and begin to work and release that in you. So be open to the Holy Spirit nudging you, speaking to you. But for me, since Thursday, my perception of prayer has totally changed. I'm like, God, I want to pray. I'm looking for times where I can nip off when and just, right, I've got 10 minutes here. Come on, God. What do you want me to pray? What is there? There's something, you know, it's like there's an excitement. Things are going to happen. And God wants to do exactly the same thing with every one of us. Because we understand, what it's all about. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just turn to somebody next to you and say, you're armed and dangerous. Thank you, Jesus. Just take a seat for a moment. I know it's been a little bit different this morning. But when I was sitting there the other night, it was like just a real fresh understanding of prayer. And one of the things the Lord said to me was, what happens next year will be determined by the prayer in the next 3 months and how we pray. That what's unlocked for 2007 will be unlocked in October, November and December. That God's saying, don't just have a great autumn and come into the new year, kind of what's going to happen this year. So I want to unlock 2007 in 2006. So it's like you step in to fruitfulness and things in another dimension as a church, as a people, as well as individually. But there's a grace there to do it. The word favor, it means grace. So when His favor is upon us, His grace is upon us to respond in a way that lines up with the purposes of God. It's good, isn't it? Some of you are probably thinking, great, maybe we won't have long prayer meetings anymore. I don't know. Maybe we'll have some all-nighters. See, if we understand that unlocking things in the Spirit is what we've been talking about this morning, then it's not about how many words we can pray or it's simply believing, whoa, that is awesome, that we can stand there in the authority of God, listen to what He's saying, and then decree, declare, things have to change. We're going to have the offering in a minute. We'll just have some of the Thanksgiving cards. First of all, thank you, Lord, for all the clear test results for my ex-husband. Thank you for a blue card turned into an orange one. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are going to bring my family into salvation and unite us in your love. Amen. Thank you, Father, for a godly leadership team at KF, elders that fear you and seek your face and your wisdom, Lord. We are a blessed and highly favored church. Thank you. Cool. It's appropriate, isn't it? Thank you for the blessing of a good friend in Torsten. Is Torsten here this meeting, or is he at the first one? First one. Cool. Thank you all for a great conference this last week. So encouraging, uplifting, and a privilege to be there. Thank you all for 8 years of marriage this Tuesday, and for giving me the best wife on the planet, a true best friend. That's from John Courtney Smith. Cool. They were in the first meeting earlier. Thank you all for the life of Peter, who died suddenly last Monday. He was a good and faithful man, and that he will meet us again in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that my friends' liver results are clear. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for my new job. Thank you, too, for David and Shelley taking my daughter down to Kingdom Faith Taunton, and for an awesome work that you're going to do in her life while she's there. Thank you, Lord, for the tremendous support and love the leaders and elders here have given me over the last 10 months. And most of all, thank you to you, Lord, for being such a faithful God and for being my rock. You are great. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for a gift of £300 to buy somebody's car. They were in the first meeting, and there was a car for sale apparently outside, and somebody wanted to buy it. So hopefully they've bought that one. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing meeting with David and Karen Davis, for the staff conference, and for the pastoral training day yesterday. Though there's a whole number of people on the pastoral, not full-time team, but there's about 35, 40 people in the life of the church that are part of a pastoral team that Pastor Gary heads up. And they had a training day yesterday that was an awesome day by the sound of it. And obviously we're going to see the fruit of that, really. Not just to look after people, but actually how to really develop people and see people set free from stuff. And when I was praying yesterday morning about that day, I really felt God say, you know, what you're doing is you're preparing for a harvest. Because you're preparing a whole bunch of people that are ready to help people who've got all kinds of issues, needs, problems, be set free out there, who are going to come your way. It's like God said, if I'm going to bring you people, I want to make sure you're going to shepherd them, look after them, and deal, work with them how I would work with them, kind of thing. And it was like God was saying, you're getting everything ready for the harvest. So it sounded like a great day, what God was doing. Praise God. Thank you for making me an encourager and for enabling me to enable others. You are awesome. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful new home. You are so faithful in the way that you provide and fulfill all your promises. Thank you for Pete and Lucy Waterman and many others who helped us yesterday. Thank you, Father, for Nasser, the Muslim guy I spoke to yesterday. May revelation break through into his mind and his heart that he comes to a life-saving faith in you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your favor and your smile on my company. Amen. Over every company that we work for and those that we lead. Thank you for the influence you have given in me with financial advisors. Thank you, Lord, for the second time of turning Steve from death. You are wonderful. Please keep him safe. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for giving me fresh revelation about Israel last week and how to pray for that nation and for the Jewish people. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and your love, and that your hand is upon our lives, and that no one can pluck me out of your hand. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for a great birthday yesterday, great friends, and the proms in the park, and all the fuss that was made over me by my friends and family. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God loves to bless us, doesn't he? Loves to do things for us. Let's all stand, shall we? It's great to see Eric Castro at the back. You want to stand, Eric? Eric's around for a couple of days. Let's welcome him, shall we? Great to see you, mate. Is anybody here for the first time? You've never been to Kingdom Faith before? There's a lady over here. Let's welcome this lady.